see, anything that you hate or are annoyed by or angry about is really your own hatred, your own annoyance, and your own anger. That's yours. You own it. All right. Nobody else owns that. Nobody else can put that into you. Nobody injects you with anger or annoyance. It's all something that you own. And what happens as you move along the path in a more enlightened way is that you tend to regard the people who behave towards you in ways that you used to call annoying. You begin to see that as their problem. You don't own it any longer. You don't take it on to you any longer. So now you're responding with ability towards the people who are behaving in ways that you don't like. I mean, I can give you an example of being on an airplane, and a stewardess was very rude and forgot who it was that was responsible for her being there, the customers, right? And she said something to me about where my bag was to go. And I said, I would like to put it over there. And she said, and responded in a real huffy kind of way. You will put it, blah, blah, and got real angry, all right? And you could see. Now, there was a time when I would have been angry back at her, and I would have responded with this ability and used anger in response to anger, which just creates more anger, all right? But instead, at that moment, and I didn't even think about it, this is something that you evolve to, I knew instantly that this was her problem. And I said to her, boy, you must be really having a tough day. You've probably been flying all over the country right now. She said, oh, yeah, this is 2 days without sleep. I said, why don't you just relax? I'll get this thing put away. It became a solution-oriented way to dealing with it rather than a problem-oriented way. But more important, the reason that that person no longer became an annoying figure in my life is because I didn't own it. I understood that as hers. That's her stuff. She's got that. All right? It has nothing to do with me. And you have to always keep in mind that you're looking for solutions. You're not looking to be right. You're not looking to win. When you blame somebody else for being annoying in your life, what you're really saying is, if only you were more like me right now, then I wouldn't be so annoyed. And what you have to do is bypass that kind of thinking and say to yourself, you are who you are and you're behaving in the only way that you know how to behave right now. That's all you know. So what I will do as a human being is I will respond to you with what I am, which is love, or which is kindness, or which is acceptance, or which is at least confidence in myself as a human being. And if I have that, then I can respond to other people's behavior, or I can ignore it, or I can walk past it, or I can deal with it effectively and never own it. You never want to own it.